Awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to hop on the Live Better Now podcast today. I got the author of Morning Zen, Adrian Gonzalez, here today. And this is a book I picked up about a month ago. And I was 15, maybe 30 pages into the book until I immediately went to Whole Foods and bought organic lemon juice, which I now put in my water every single morning. So thank you for that tip. So to all those people out there that are listening today, we're going to be talking about the morning Zen. This is on a macro level, our morning routine, morning habits, how we can set ourselves up for success. Adrian, thank you again for hopping on the podcast today. How you doing?
Hey, Zach, how are you? Thank you once more for having me here and having this chat, this podcast, and I can share all my secrets and my tips about, as you said, morning routines and how we can perform better before our 9 to 5. And it's glad to tell you a story about the lime juice or the lime that you take in the morning. I do it as well, and it changed, like, and for me it's like, wow, magic, you know? So great, you can share it.
Love that. So tell us a little bit about why you wrote this book, a little bit about your journey, your experience with your own morning routine, and I guess we'll start there.
Yeah, correct. Well, if you're an entrepreneur or you're a decision maker, or a person that take a lot of decisions or pressures during the day, maybe you will connect with me. And if not, just listen, because this will be great. Meanwhile, I have my companies. I used to have 3 companies, and I have a lot of pressure regarding the delivery of things and all the concept that involves having your own company. So I was finding myself like days that were like, you know, like things are going crazy. And I feel myself like my heart like pounding and stress and headache. So I start to asking myself in an introspective way, like what I can do in order to manage my day and balance my day. So I start to create a morning routine day by day until it was like 10 years. This was not like one day I just like, okay, I'm going to do. No, it was like, I call it break and fix or trial and error. Until in 10 years, I managed to create this morning routine that is based on self-care, you know. Second, how we can biohack ourselves to have a better mood in the morning. And third, how we can focus in our personal goals. And on those 3 pillars, I create 11 habits. And once I created, I discovered that I found time for me. And then what happened after 9 a.m. are things that we cannot control. And from there, I discovered that was like something magical. So during pandemic, sorry if I'm going ahead, I start giving as a coach until one customer told me, like, you should immortalize this with a book. And my fear was that it was not replicable until I put it in a book, and I found out that a lot of people like it and it's magic. So it's based on how we can balance our day in these 3 pillars, as I mentioned: self-care, positive attitudes and goals before our day begins, compiled in 10 years, and now put it into this book, Morning Zen.
Love it, man. This is 10 years of experience. This is what you've done to optimize your performance in everything at all levels, whether it's work, whether it's money, whether it's relationships, you know, service, community. And the one word that you mentioned that I want to start this conversation by discussing is control. Because from 9 to 5, when the emails start coming in and the phone starts ringing and things start to hit the fan, there are those are things you cannot control. People blowing up your phone and accidents happening. However, from 5 a.m. till 8:59 or from 5 a.m. to 7:30, you can control what you're doing in those 2-3 hours. So was it the lack of control you had throughout your day which made you realize you need to find the control within your morning? And if so, how can people find more control within themselves when it comes to their own morning zen?
Great, Zach. Great question. And I will reply that with the story of why or how it came to match in my mornings. I was searching like for the hardest discipline or sport right now that you have to be physically shaped and mental focus. The harder that I was searching out for me is CrossFit. You know, CrossFit is, I mean, CrossFit games, you know? You don't have to be just like in shape in your body, but in your mind. So I was looking for the best coach in the world to know how is his technique about, or what are the tips or the way that he trained their athletes. So I found this guy called Ben Verheeren. He wrote a book called Chasing Excellence, which I recommend it. And he explained all the way, the techniques and disciplines that he provide to his athletes. In fact, in that year that he wrote the book, if I'm not mistaken, it's 2016, Matt Fraser and Catherine David's daughter, both won the CrossFit Games. And he mentioned one particular thing that was sometimes athletes start like doing their performance and comes things to their head, you know? So he says like, you have a person right to your left in the same competition. Maybe he's doing the clean and jerk faster, but that movement or that thing, you cannot control it. So don't focus if he's going faster, because if he's going faster, you will try to go faster and then you're not practicing what you already did for months.
Right. Run your own race.
Run your own race. And then, and also you can go to the other, like, let's say you're still seeing to the left or to the right, to the other side, and there's this guy doing more slow, and then you say, oh, I'm faster than him, so I'm going to slow my pace. And you also will also like affect your performance because you already practice something already. And he says, like, one thing that I deliver to my athletes is focus on what you can control. And when you perform the things that you control, you will feel success. You will feel that you are satisfied with the things that you can control. And that was part of the magic in the morning. So far, there is almost no interruption. So if I manage to create at least one habit, two habits, three habits that are inside my control and I perform, I already succeed.
That's it. You're 100%. You've already succeeded because you dominated the morning. Now I'm looking at the book right here. And everyone, by the way, you can visit themorningzen.com to get your copy or get on Amazon. There's a quote in here on one of the first pages. Life is 10% what happens to me and 90% how I wake up in the morning. And I find that to be so true as well. As someone who is part of the 5 a.m. club, you know, over the last, I don't know, since 2017, 3 out of 5 days during the week, I'm up at 5 a.m. One of the days I'm up at 6:30. And, you know, every once in a while, I'll sleep until 7:30. I feel anxious when I'm not up early in the morning. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I wake up at 7:30. I'm like, I could have already done my Ironman training. I could have already sent 40 cold emails. I could have already done my meditation. I could have already, you know, sent texts to my friends to let them know I'm thinking of them. And then I'm like playing catch up. So I find that to be true as well. But let's talk about the 11 steps of the morning zen, right? It's 11 steps in this process.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this question. Does the audience and the reader, do they have to follow the 11 steps by the book, or are there some that they can incorporate today that you think will yield positive results moving forward?
That's true, and that's a good question. I provide the 11 habits that already were tested during 10 years. So I'm saying, like, yeah, you know, this is the shortcut. Nonetheless, if you want to include another habit or remove, this is like, Adrian, 11 are too much. Maybe I can do 4 or 5. You can, it's flexible. You can customize as you can. What I recommend is at least focus in 1-2 pillars. Could be like self-care, goals, or positive attitude, and do at least one of each to start. And at the end, yeah, it's what you feel that it will work for you. and is your, as I say, I said in the at the end of the book, the name is Morning Zen, but at the end it's your Morning Zen, and each one has its own Morning Zen, as you describe yours. That sounds perfect.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, what works best for Adrian might not work best for Zach and vice versa. But what this book will do, this book is going to inspire you. It's going to teach you, and it's going to show you the way on how you could wake up earlier and dominate your morning. Because when you dominate your morning, the rest of the day just flows freely. So tell us, Adrian, what do you think is, and I know, you know, some might not be more important than other, and it's going to be tough as the author of this book to say, hey, this one's the most important. But what are like the top three you think that, because obviously we can't talk about the whole book right now on this 30-40 minute podcast. What do you think of the top three habits that people, you know, need to dial in starting tomorrow to make sure that they have a good morning?
Well, the first one that I will say is wake up with no alarm. And I describe there the why, and I will resume it here, is because our body is a perfect machine. You know, when we are tired, oh, we already know. When we're hungry, we feel the cravings. When we are sad, we cry. Like, our body express everything because it's a perfect machine. But so my question was like, why it could not tell us when is the perfect time to wake up? So there in the book, I explain a formula like count your cycles, and then you can calculate the time you can go to sleep. Therefore, you will wake up naturally. So we say like, Adrian, but the first thing that I have to do is to grab my phone to see what time is it. Yeah, everybody or 90% of the people do that. So the first thing that you should do is go to electronic device or Amazon or anywhere and buy a digital clock. And this digital clock, you can put it on front, like in the front shelf that you have there in your room. So as soon as you wake up, you see the what time is it and not the phone. Because once we grab the phone to know what time is it, then we get the stack of messages and we're done.
Done.
So one of the first ones is grab, go right now and buy your digital phone, your digital clock.
And I actually did that. That was the second thing I liked the most about this book is I actually, and I brought it down here from my room because I wanted to show you. I bought my digital clock from Amazon. I think it was $7. And I literally put it right in front of me. Dude, I'm telling you, man, I read this book and I applied this stuff to my life, man. I put it right in front. I leave my closet door open and I keep it right there. Boom, $7 on Amazon.
And how do you feel? Like, do you have the temptation to grab your phone?
Well, here's the thing. It's come to a point, and I read this book, I think I read this book two months ago. It's come to the point now that I don't need an alarm. So what I do now is I turn this off completely because I like being woken up to Apple's like sleep cycle thing where it's like birds chirping and it starts real, real low and it builds. So I don't bring my phone into my room and I leave my phone outside my room, keep the clock there, doesn't have an alarm on it. And so I'm waking up like literally 5 minutes before my alarm every single day now.
And
like
that happens.
Clockwork.
Wow, that works. And your body is already like, you know, giving you the sensation like, I'm ready. Let's start. Let's eat the world. Great. Oh, Zach, man, Zach, you're a genius, man.
You're a genius, man.
You're my new best friend.
Right, so number two. So the first thing, guys, first thing you got to do to implement the morning zen into your life, go on Amazon, buy this alarm clock for $7 and put it in front of you so you can just look at it quickly. You don't have to look to the side. It's right there. Can't use your phone as an alarm.
Well, you mentioned already too that you did the morning concoction. We'll go real fast. Morning concoction is the first thing that you will drink so your body get the natural vitamins that you need. So morning concoction is a good thing that you do. The other one that I can recommend is you already told us is meditation. You know, meditation. I explained the book, the meditation, but in a clinical and healthy way. Not like a mindfulness, good vibes trend. No, it's like how medically it works. But well, those two you already mentioned, so I will not explain further. So the second one I will say will be the Mozart effect. And what is the Mozart effect? It's like there was a study about two groups of kids that they start doing some manual activities to know how they perform. In one group, they put it in a room separate, and the second room, they put it Mozart music. And what they find out within this process is like the group that was listening to Mozart, they have peaks of IQs. So what it means, like, music can make you feel better, can make you more creative, can, you know, transmit energy. So I was wondering, like, if this already tested, why we can do the same. So what I did is I started creating a morning wake up playlist. And this morning wake up playlist is attached to what I call happy, healthy music. And what is this happy, healthy music? Is we have to put a playlist in our mornings that have music with positive lyrics. You cannot put any music like I miss you, I want you, like nothing that has like not corresponding feelings. You have to be like, I put, for example, one that I says like Happy from Pharrell. There's also from Chumbawamba, like I get knocked down, but I get up again. So you have all these songs that you put in your morning and inside your capsule, and when you put it play, it starts changing your mood right away. So that is one that I fully recommend. And you can start doing your own playlist with pop, with music that can give you that IQ, that sensation, that boost, just because you are listening in your mornings.
All right, guys, quick interruption. If you have not already signed up for the Live Better Now Run Club, click the link in the show notes to get your name on the waiting list. I'm only taking on 20 people at one time. This is a group coaching program where you will receive a custom training plan, a custom meal plan, monthly Zoom calls, weekly accountability, and a sponsorship by Garden of Life valued at $200. Head over to lifecoachzach.com/livebetternowrunclub or click the link in the show notes to get your name on the list today. Let me ask you this question, Adrian. What do you think is going to be the biggest challenge, the biggest difficulty that people are going to face when they start implementing the morning Zen?
That's a good question. Well, one could be that that it's a new habit. So as a new habit, it could be difficult to perform. Because it's new things, you have to wake up. But I explained there like four things that you can do, like four things to form a habit. I call it the coforfecta. I will explain it right away. So there are four things that you need to create a habit. And I call it the coforfecta because it starts with co. And the first thing is you have to be conscious. Why conscious? Because let's say, for example, you like to smoke, and then you go to the doctor, and the doctor says, you have to stop smoking because you're going to die. What happened there? You are conscious. You're not changing your habit. You are getting conscious of the reality. So you have to be conscious of that. Like, this is the thing that I will do, and I will make it happen. Also, like, I don't know, like, maybe you're in the car in the morning, and you see someone running, but maybe you're not conscious because you're not a running person. So that will not connect. So first thing is be conscious of what is the habit that you want to implement subconscious. The other one is coherence, right? You're conscious that you have to be coherent with what you do or what you think. So you have to be start practicing this habit. And as all the famous books about habits says, like, you have to put it obvious, you have to make it easier. And so you have, I call it that part, like the coherence. The third part is the convenience, right? Because when you start performing all these, then you also have need like a reward of why you are doing it. But at the end, you're doing because of a convenience. If there's no convenience, then you will not do that habit. So focus in the convenience. Let's just like, okay, now that I don't smoke, I see that I have a better resistance and I look better and I don't have that breath, you know? So you start acknowledging the convenience of that habit. And the fourth call is the consistent, that is the line that will make us perform the habit during the time. So I will repeat it. Have to be conscious, coherence, convenience, and consistent. And with those four, you will perform your habit. So that could be a thing that maybe, you know, a new habit could stop people to start. But I always recommend to do it easy. Start with one habit, two habits. In the book, I says, like, well, start with blocks, like first block this week, the second block the second week, and the third block the last week. So that maybe could be a thing. The other thing is, like, people says, like, hey, Adrian, I'm not a morning person, you know? And I have to confess that I also was passing through that time. I used to be a creative director, and I have to make decisions during the day. And then at night, when nobody was calling me, I have to create, you know, all the briefing for the creative and the customer, so they can perform it in the next day. And I have to, like, sleep, like, late at night, so I wake up late. So what I find, there's a Harvard research paper called Early Mornings about the benefits that they see in an early bird, or a person that has wake up in the morning, and a person that is like a night owl. And the people that wake up in the morning has like 2-3 more benefits, like in their personality. They have a purpose. They are proactive. And they start experiencing, and it's just like, hey, you know, this is work. So I start changing my night things to early in the morning so I can perform it better. So just try to change the switch. If you're a night person, try to work it. And as I said in my book, if you read the first chapter, argue with experience. What this mean? Don't just say no because you don't like it. You have to go there and try and test it. And then you say, you know, this work or this not work.
Yep. I posted an Instagram video yesterday, and I said that the information you have today is not as valuable as the experience you'll have tomorrow. Because knowledge, wisdom means absolutely nothing unless you experience it for yourself. Buddha himself said, hey guys, look, you know, I'm teaching you all about suffering. I'm teaching you all about mental health, consciousness, awareness, how to reach nirvana, enlightenment, all these things. But he said, hey, do not just trust my word. Buddha said this. He said, do not just trust my word. Experience it for yourself. So you said argue with experience. I think that hits the nail on the head perfectly. That, hey, don't argue with yourself before you try it. Argue with yourself after you've done it 10, 12, 15 times. Because I wasn't a morning person either, you know? And then I was introduced to someone who was waking up at 5 a.m. to go to the gym. And I started going to the gym with him. And I was like, hey, I kind of like this. I got my workout done before 6 in the morning. It was now 6 in the morning and I was feeling good. Endorphins were flowing. I had high energy levels. It's time to get locked in on work, post some ads on Facebook, send some emails, plan out the day, write down my goals, you know, go over my to-do list. So it's all those people that are listening. I know a lot of you guys don't wake up at 5 a.m. because it's not easy to wake up at 5 a.m. And you're telling yourself, I cannot do that, Adrian. I cannot do that, Zach, because I'm not a morning person. Well, at some point in your life, you weren't the person you were today. I was not always an Ironman. I used to not be able to run a mile. Well, now I've done 3 Ironmans, training for my 4th. So you just got to try, and you can argue with the experience. Don't argue with Adrian telling you that you should try it. So I love that, Adrian. I love that. Now, when it comes to really bringing the morning Zen full circle, right? What are some of the benefits that you think, or what is the biggest benefit that people are going to get if and when they read this book and they apply it to their life?
Well, it comes with a bunch of benefits. One, I forget to mention the third habit you said, you mentioned 3 ones. That was wake up with no alarm, with a digital clock. The other one was the music, and the other one is a manifesto. And I explained there how to write your own manifesto. And when you start reading it every morning, the things that are in your manifesto start happening. So you're like, this is magic. So one thing is like things in your goal and your personal pursuit, you will start happening. Second, people will start noticing that you are happier. You know, like, hey, what you're doing? Hey, Zach, what you're doing in your mornings, that you're happier, you're like with more energy, that you will start sensing that people will start telling to you that. Third, you're going to start experiencing happiness and I call it a part like a miracles, because I put there's a part I call like the intentions. Like, you have to put the intentions of the day. And one of the intentions is to put like, today a miracle is going to happen. And then you will see that good things in your life are passing through, and you will be conscious about it. What else? You will feel with more energy. You will feel that you're taking care of yourself. And if you take care of yourself, you will be able to provide, you know, love to the people, because you're already like, oh yeah, I'm doing my concoction, I'm doing my meditation, like, and your circle, your vibe, you will vibrate different. I can tell you, Zach, like, people when they see me in the morning, like, hey, you know, what you're doing, what you're always smiling, what are you always with energy? It's like, hey, you have to do mornings. So
got it to you. The morning zen.
Yeah. But Zach, I want to congratulate you, because you already have your morning zen, and that is what I meant with this. Morning zen, people says like, oh, so this is like a trendy, you know, like a Buddha thing, like zen, like no. It's your morning capsule in order that you can do positive habits that will make yourself grow and thrive. So everyone has his zen, and Zach, you already mentioned those, and you have a great morning zen. So my congratulations on that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, and you know, if everything you said wasn't enough to convince and persuade people to start waking up earlier, I want you guys to think about it like this. If you typically wake up at 7 a.m., okay, and now you decide to wake up at 5 a.m., you get 2 extra hours in every single day. Well, those 2 extra hours is basically 1/12 of your entire day. There's 24 hours in the day. Okay. If you do that every single day, that's basically an entire month of your year. If you really want to break it down as far as the time goes, if you get 2 extra hours every day, that's 1/12 of your day. If you do that every single day for a year, that's an entire month out of your year. You're literally getting back an entire month. You now have 13 months out of 1 year to be productive, to make money, to talk to people, to exercise, to do all the things you want to do. Work on that side hustle, work on that project, work on that book, work on that podcast, right? So to me, that's all I needed to hear. Because I heard it a different way. It was like, if you spend 2 hours a day on Instagram, 2 hours a day on social media, TikTok, Facebook, LinkedIn, whatever, consuming content, you're literally spending an entire month of your year consuming content. And that was the minute I started looking at my screen time every single day. Every single day I look at my screen time now. How long was I on Instagram for? How long was I, you know, on social media for? And I have a habit tracker. And I track my habits every day, every single day. And one of the habits I have in my habit tracker is spend less than an hour on social media. And if I'm on social media, it's because I'm either posting content, creating content, networking with people in the DMs, right? So guys, listen, you get an entire month back of your year if you can just wake up 2 hours earlier than you're waking up today. What do you think about that, Adrian?
You cannot explain it better, Zach. You were right. And just to add something there, most of the people in their 30s to 40s, they are more like firefighters of what happened during. Like, you know, we wake up and we have the email, and then we're kids and we have to do this, and then the email, as you say, and we are like, we are firefighters. So what happens there is like we abandon ourselves to what comes through the day. And we are, call it, you know, productive with the things that happen through the day. And one thing that I find out is like, if you put yourself first, you start getting things like you feel different. Like, okay, so this is me. I'm going to work in myself. I'm going to do this before the day start. And that month that you talk about is month invested in yourself, 100%.
Right. Could you imagine stacking months on months on months of learning, of meditation, becoming more aware of your thoughts, of writing down your goals? You have a 90% higher chance of reaching your goals if you just write them down. Imagine writing them down every single day for 10 years in a row. So, Adrian, this was an awesome conversation. I want to encourage every single person out there that is listening to this podcast to head over to themorningzen.com, type in Morning Zen on Amazon. I'm going to drop the link to themorningzen.com in the show notes below. I'm going to drop the link to all of Adrian's socials, his website, how you can get in touch with him, how you can let him know how much you're enjoying the book. Adrian, I want to thank you again for taking the time out of your busy schedule to hop on the podcast today. It was truly a pleasure.
No, thank you, Zach. Thank you for this great podcast. I admire you. You're a great guy. You're a guy with ambitions. So you're coaching as well. So it's like, hey, Zach is something real. So thank you once more for having me here.
I appreciate it, man. And I'm going to continue to apply this stuff to my life, man. I got the alarm clock. Go ahead and get the alarm clock, all the people out there listening. And make sure you're drinking your morning concoction, some water and lime juice. I prefer lemon juice, but does the same thing. Adrian, enjoy the rest of your day. Have a great week. And I look forward to connecting with you again soon.
See you in the next one. Bye-bye.